Good morning and happy new year. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Yesterday, I kicked off a series on being made new in Christ. And our first topic, the kind of the foundational element of being made new is all in. And the idea that we're either choosing to be in Christ or we're not in Christ. And it's not a put our toes in the water and see whether we like it or not kind of thing. It's an all in or nothing. And being all in doesn't mean that we are perfect. It doesn't mean that we make the right choices all the time. It simply refers to our level of commitment. And today we're going to begin a week discussing some of these elements of commitment, some of these elements of living all in. And we're going to kick it off with, well, a rather difficult topic. Difficult to live. And that's all in during suffering. Not the topic that reaches the top five list of anybody's desires that I know of. But 1 Peter 4, verse 19 says, "So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good." There is a lot of suffering that takes place in this world. Some of it is because of the choices we make. And we don't like to talk about that a lot. We tend to like to be the victim. That our suffering is always because of someone else or something, external force that is causing it to us. And there are many times that that is true. But when we suffer, probably the first thing we ought to consider is, did I cause it? And what do I need to do to get out of it? To remediate the situation that I brought about? That takes us out of the equation. That says, okay, I might have sinned. I repent. I seek forgiveness. I practice restitution if possible. I do the things that God's Word instructs me to do when the suffering that exists is my fault. But there is suffering that takes place, and much suffering that takes place that we can't really blame on ourselves. And sometimes the issue is we get so caught up with people in that first category that thinks everything has to be somebody's fault, that we're made to feel guilty. And I remember 40 years ago, when I first was diagnosed and with chronic fatigue syndrome and was so sick and just unable to do much at all. And sleeping 20 hours a day and constantly in pain. And I had individuals from the church that I was attending that would consistently show up and tell me that I needed to repent, that I needed to publicly admit whatever sin that I was caught up in. There really was never a sense of compassion from these individuals. Never a sense that sometimes sickness comes upon us simply because sin is in the world, not necessarily because of sin that we've committed. But they were convinced that if I would simply admit to whatever sin that I was hiding, that this sickness would go away. And that simply wasn't the case. But there are people like that in our life that tend to make us feel guilty even if the suffering is not of our own doing, but it's a part of life. And so you have the suffering that we bring about on ourselves. You have the suffering that is simply a part of life. When Jesus says, in this world you will have trouble, it's that indication that suffering is a part of living life in this fallen world, in a world full of brokenness. And some of that suffering is because of the sin of others. Some of it is because of the brokenness of the world. Some of it is just because we live in troubled and confusing times. And so that is kind of that common area of suffering that we all endure at one level or another. But there's a third level of suffering, a third type of suffering that I believe that this text specifically refers to. And that sometimes we suffer because we're doing the right thing, and that makes people uncomfortable. It makes them upset. It exposes their deeds of darkness. And so they lash out and they cause suffering in our life because we're doing good. I think that's why Peter writes and he says that we should commit ourselves to God and continue doing good. It kind of indicates that practice of doing good is part of what brought about the suffering. And sometimes when that's the case, our human flesh reaction is, well, I'll quit doing the good that I was doing. I'll quit doing what's causing the suffering. And God says, no. If you're suffering according to God's will, if you're suffering because you're doing God's will, in other words, don't quit doing God's will. Simply commit yourselves to God. Recognize that He will use that suffering in some way, perhaps to strengthen you, perhaps to be a light to those that are struggling, perhaps to help those that are causing the suffering to see God's faithfulness through you. The difficulty with suffering is we rarely see its purpose. All that we see is the pain and the difficulty. And even when we do have a glimpse of the purpose, sometimes it's so very difficult to balance out as to why that purpose is so much greater than the relief of our suffering would be. And we begin to value our suffering based on the purpose, even the portion that we can see, and we begin to think it isn't worth it. But Paul writes, and he says that, and if you read the descriptions of the suffering that he endured because he was a proclaimer of the gospel of Jesus, I think any one of us would read the list that he gives at various times and think that is severe. And he writes and he says that he considers his light and momentary suffering to be nothing compared to the glorious riches that are his in Christ that will be attained when he meets Jesus face to face. You see, sometimes I think we struggle because we compare our suffering with the wrong thing. We compare it to those who appear to not be suffering instead of comparing it to the reward that is ours in Christ. And I do. I wish there was an answer for all suffering. I wish there was a way to eliminate the suffering, and especially that which seems to have no end. When I think back of the years that I spent discouraged and even to the point of depressed because I wasn't able to do the things that society had taught me that I needed to do. To live day in and day out in constant pain and weariness is not an easy task, and there are many that do that. We begin to believe that the doctors have answers for everything, and when they don't, it causes our world to kind of implode. And in the midst of all suffering, I believe God wants to give us that same message that we should commit ourselves to Him. Because if the suffering is caused by our sin, by our choices, by our decisions, it's that commitment to Him that will transform and change us and bring about the desired restitution and repentance and forgiveness. If our suffering is simply a part of living in a fallen and broken world, our commitment to God will strengthen us. It will help us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. It will help us to lift our focus off of the troubles of this world and onto the One who has overcome this world. And when our suffering is because we're doing the right thing and it irritates those who are doing evil, it's that commitment to God that continues to strengthen us to that point of endurance of doing good no matter what. I don't have the answers for the suffering that I faced, in this era. I don't have the answers for the suffering that you face. Not to make it disappear. The only answer I have for any of us is to be all in during suffering. All in our devotion to God. All in our commitment to doing good. All in to our practice of obedience to the Word of God. All in to a faithful Creator that says, this world is not our home, that He has gone to prepare a place for us that is so much better, a place where there will be no suffering, no pain, no tears, but a place of peace and contentment, a place where we live forever with our Lord and our God. You spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And thank You that You use the times of suffering in our life, even when we don't understand how You're using it or why we're going through it. I pray for those today that are in the midst of suffering and struggles and confusion that is beyond comprehension at the moment. I pray that You would fill them with a peace and a strong commitment to You no matter what. Father, that regardless of the cause of the suffering, that commitment to You would strengthen them. That would bring about a continual doing of good, of obedience to Your Word, of sharing the light of Jesus in the midst of whatever darkness they're in. And Father, so often we want to diminish or dismiss the suffering that we experience and even that others experience. Because we don't understand it. Because we don't like it. And so Father, help us to recognize that You're still at work. And when we feel discouraged and can't understand what's going on, may we rest with a full knowledge and commitment to Your goodness. that you are with us in the midst of that, that your compassion, your suffering with us, your long suffering for us will bring about a life that endures forever. Father, today as we commit ourselves to you, as we commit ourselves to continuing to do good no matter what, may we not only overcome the suffering that we experience, but may we endure it with hope. And may a result of our suffering be that we're able to lift up Jesus in places and areas that we wouldn't have opportunity otherwise. And may that commitment to you be one that brings us to that point of sharing Jesus as not simply the author and perfecter of our faith, but as the carrier of our hope and our life. So, Father, today as we live all in, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.